The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
From the first letter of John, chapter 2, verse 12. John, now an elderly man, is writing to the Christian communities, and note the love. It presupposes that there is a familiarity, that there is a sense of community. I write to you, children. I write to you, fathers. He is profoundly united with them in their love relationship with Christ. And he is not saying anything new to them, but we see that he is encouraging them to continue to ponder the truths that they have received. Namely, that their sins have been forgiven in the name of Jesus. That he who is from the beginning, we have come to know him. And he wants them to be continuously focused on this truth, this relationship with Jesus, as the way of life. Because he knows that when we diminish in this focus and we get distracted, then we are swept by the current of the world. And that's the second part the reading, the first reading today, when he says to them, do not love the world or the things of the world. How do we get to love the world? It's by simply paying undue attention, by being wrapped into desires of things for self-satisfaction, where we should be pondering the word, be intimate with one another, be in community, giving attention to what is really important. So it's not that we wake up in the morning one day and say, I'm going to be materialistic and superficial. It just happens by default, if that's where our focus and our attention is. If you look around in the world, what are the conversations about? What is in the news? What do you see in the media? But a world that has lost its course. And so little things become all important in the wrong way. And I think here we have a key where he says there is a link between conquering the evil one and being attentive to the word. He says, because you are strong and the word of God remains in you, that's the key. How does the word of God remain in you? Because constantly you're going to it. And so the word, which is not just paper and letters, the word is Christ. The word that I ponder every day is in you. And so you have conquered the evil one. You see, the devil has no power if we are in the Word. And so he calls the things of the world, it's important to understand when he talks about the world, he's not talking about planet Earth. Planet Earth is a creation of God and is good. In the New Testament, when they speak about the world, they're saying the powers, the functionings that are going on in the world that are opposite to God, the systems of the world that have gone into disarray. That is the world. And it comes to us through sensual lust, enticement of the eyes. You know, we've continuously been enticed by the visual, and a pretentious life. And these three things take us away from reality. If you are attentive, you will see that the more you are in Christ, the more you are in reality. So you are in touch with the battle that is going on, the spiritual reality that's going on, which is the center of reality. Where if you don't have that, we are really in La La Land, just, you know, like Marie Antoinette, when she said, well, they don't have bread, give them cake. You know, whether that was true or not, you know, the anecdote, it's kind of interesting. It's like she had no clue what people were going through. And that's what happens as you drift away from God. We, you know, little things become all important. Sometimes people use St. Francis to justify the disordered relationship that is going on with animals. Which, by the way, if we start treating animals like persons, that is a sin. And it's in the catechism. You can look it up. St. Francis never did that. St. Francis praised God for all of creation, including the birds and the animals, the wolves, dogs and cats, whatever. He praised God for all of creation, but everything brought him to think and praise the Lord. And he saw everything in that context. And I think that he was more in tune with contingent things, with created matter, and enjoyed it more than the materialist, superficial people would, because everything spoke to him about God. And so he treated things, you know, he could very well be the patron of ecology because he really cared for everything, because everything belongs to God in the right order. And so in the gospel today, we see a woman, Anna, the prophetess, who lives moved by the Spirit, like Simeon, which we saw yesterday. And again, in this gospel, we see the conjunction of living in obedience to the law, because they fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord before they returned to Galilee. But in that context of obedience to the law, something new is happening. It's no longer fulfilling duties alone, but now it's an encounter with God, truly present in the flesh right here. And God himself moved us in the Spirit to this encounter. And so she is overjoyed. She says the redemption of Jerusalem is come about. Because for them, Jerusalem was the microcosm of the whole world. If Jerusalem is redeemed, the whole world is redeemed. So she praised God, and she didn't keep it for herself. That's impossible. If you really have encountered the Lord, you have to spread it out to all the people. And that's what she did. So we want to now walk with Jesus, accompany him as he grew and became strong, filled with wisdom and the favor of God. So must we now grow in wisdom and strength in the Lord. Let us present to the Lord our petitions.